Nostalgia is flowing freely in the skies this week as Delta Airlines takes its remaining Boeing 747 jumbo jets on a farewell tour. They're the last of the iconic jumbos in U.S. passenger service. The swan song stopped at Delta's main hubs, including SeaTac. It also landed at the jet's birthplace, Boeing's wide-body assembly plant in Everett. That's where we find correspondent Tom Bonsi.
Plane spotters staked out high ground by the runway to get one last shot of a Delta Airlines 747 before the last of the fleet goes to an aircraft boneyard in the Arizona desert. Hundreds of Boeing workers, aviation enthusiasts, and Delta Airlines staff gathered for a short ceremony to bid farewell to the Queen of the Skies. They later went outside to sign their names on the belly or engine cowlings of the parked jumbo jet. Boeing assembly worker Bill Dunn helped build this model series, the 747-400.
And it's just kind of surprising that it doesn't seem like it's very old, but it's, you know, what, a little more than 18 years old, and they're already putting it to pasture.
Dunn can still muster a sense of wonder at the mammoth four-engine jet with its distinctive hump behind the nose.
You know, it's truly still amazing that something that big can fly. It still boggles the mind.
Delta Airlines will replace its retiring 747s with more fuel-efficient twin-engine wide-body jets, such as the Boeing 777 and the new Airbus A350. Tony Gonchar is Delta's vice president for Seattle.
In addition to fuel efficiency, this is the new aircrafts are more quiet, more comfortable. They have greater opportunities for things like putting an espresso machine in the galley, which we have on the A350 now, having pods on planes that have doors that close for a more comfortable cabin experience.
Delta is the last U.S. passenger airline to fly the 747. Rival United Airlines retired its last 747 earlier this year. But the iconic jumbo will not disappear from Northwest skies altogether. International carriers such as British Airways and Lufthansa and cargo airlines like UPS fly the 747, including to Seattle, Vancouver, BC, and Portland. And Boeing 747 program general manager Bruce Dickinson pointed out with some emotion that the assembly line north of Seattle is still running.
The 47 has a lot of long years still in front of us, not as a passenger airplane for Delta, and that's what we're celebrating today, but it still has a long history to come.
Boeing currently makes 747s at a rate of about one per month. The latest generation of the model sells to cargo airlines mainly. It's going on 50 years since the Boeing 747's maiden flight in 1969. It gets credit for making the world a little smaller and for ushering in more affordable flights. Former Northwest Airlines, now Delta, Captain Paul Gallagher started flying them in 1989.
It's a sad time because it's going away, but it's also a great time because there's innovation, there's new technology, better airplanes are coming along. It's the Darwinian evolution of all things.
Captain Gallagher is choosing this moment to retire too. He says his final flight in the cockpit will be to deliver the last Delta 747 to indefinite storage in the Arizona desert right after New Year's. I'm Tom Bonsi at Payne Field, north of Seattle.